Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. The U.S. general, who's the top NATO commander in Afghanistan, going public on a U.S. bombing run that shook up the provincial capital of Kunduz.
When a fighter jet dropped a pair of 500-pound bombs on two tankers that had been seized by the Taliban, militants weren't the only ones there.
From what I have seen today and going to the hospital, it's clear to me that there were some civilians who were harmed at that site.
General Stanley McChrystal determined to limit civilian casualties.
I think it's a serious event that is going to be a test of whether we are willing to be transparent.
The airstrike killed dozens. It's unclear how many of the dead were villagers and how many were militants. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. says a sluggish global economic recovery is underway, pointing to the ups and downs of the global markets as a good thing.
It's very important to recognize that most of what we've seen so far in markets is a fundamentally welcome and healthy development, because it reflects the fact that people can borrow again, they can raise capital. And those things are things we should welcome, and they have been central, absolutely central to these initial signs you've seen of recovery.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner at the G20 finance ministers meeting in London. The International Monetary Fund raising its estimate of global economic growth this year to 2.5% from its April projection of 1.9%. Five people dead in the crash of a light plane in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Plane went down just after takeoff from a small runway near a hilltop park, hitting a communications tower in that park.
One of the first responders advised me that that tower was obscured by fog, and the conditions in and around Tulsa have been rainy and foggy today. So it's our belief that the pilot possibly did not see that tower or the guide wires as it was obscured by fog.
Lieutenant George Brown with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, who says the victims, three adults and two juveniles, are believed to have been from Tulsa. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Current, concise, and consistent. News Talk 790, KNST.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. If you are looking for a great car at a truly affordable price, stop by the Chapman Automotive Team's Honda dealership at 4646 East 22nd Street to check out the award-winning Honda Fit. The Fit starts at $16,000, gets 35 miles per gallon in town, has lots of room, and is everybody's favorite little car. With rising gas prices, you'll be so glad you made this choice. And please be sure to tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
If you're thinking about it.
So I think
that's just what I thought. We're talking about it.
I will be listening.
News Talk 790. KNST.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Do you think the Rosemont Copper Mine is a friend or foe to the environment? At noon this Saturday, I will interview Kathy Arnold, Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for the Rosemont Copper Mine. Get your questions ready and please join me.
The Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts set for their third and final spacewalk.
It's actually a fairly full timeline today. We're going to go deploy one of the payload attached systems. They come up integrated inside the truss or fit in the payload bay when they're launched. And this one happens to be on the S3 truss, so the both crew will go out and get that payload attached system deployed for future missions.
Space Station Flight Director Royce Renfrew, the spacewalk to take place later this afternoon. Consumers and businesses may finally be seeing some relief from rising utility bills thanks to the biggest decline in U.S. electricity demand in decades. The Energy Information Administration reporting prices on wholesale markets are expected to decline for the rest of the year. The decline, perhaps the result of worries about the slumping economy. About 20% of Germany's energy comes from nuclear power, but the country is planning to abandon that as a source of electricity, with the country's 17 nuclear plants to be closed by the year 2021. Not soon enough for some folks. Thousands rallying today in Berlin. Organizers saying tens of thousands to demand an immediate shutdown to ensure a future government doesn't overturn that decision. The state of Louisiana making it easier to get a gun today.
Tax-free guns, bullets, and rifles. Yours for the taking at stores across Louisiana. The state's sponsoring a sales tax holiday on hunting equipment. That means you can pick up a handgun without paying a 6% sales tax or local taxes. It's officially called the Louisiana Second Amendment Tax Holiday, an idea borrowed from South Carolina. But lawmakers say it's appropriate for the Bayou State, known as a sportsman's paradise. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
In Mankato, Minnesota, a couple of sheriff's deputies got lucky as they were investigating a string of residential burglaries, stopping for a coffee break at the Happy Chef restaurant, getting a report of yet another burglary with a description of the suspect's pickup truck and that truck with a four wanted man proceeding to pull right into the Happy Chef parking lot with, the deputies say, all of the stolen goods in the back. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Attention business owners and healthcare professionals. Mark your calendar for Friday, September 18th for a unique luncheon to improve your company's health as Biz Tucson Magazine presents the first ever Healthcare Summit featuring seven CEOs from the largest hospitals in Greater Tucson. This informative networking opportunity is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, BFL Construction, and News Talk 790 KNST. For more information and to register, visit 790KNST.com. Keyword Summit.
Tucson homeowners, did you tune in last week at 11 o'clock to catch Rosie on the House only to hear information about bunions, boils, and buttholes?
Well, don't worry, because Rosie on the House wasn't replaced by healthcare. We're just at a new time slot now, 8 to 11. So if you were concerned that all you were going to hear was boring healthcare talk show, rest assured, Rosie on the House is still here to ease your every anxiety.
Bring your home issues to Rosie on the House at 8 to 11. Bring your hive issues 11 to noon.
And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hey, everybody. Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy Saturday. At least I think so. We'll wait and see what's happening. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am indeed Mrs. Green. We are going to prove that living green is fun and have a very interesting show today. Our in-studio guest is Kathy Arnold. She's the Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for the Rosemont Copper Mine. And what a furor it has set off. I'm kind of surprised. I have not come out and taken a stand on whether I'm in favor of it or not, but I think it's the U.S. of A. and people's stories should be told, and Kathy has some information to share with our audience. We all get to make up our own minds, and I think she is going to be a great guest, and it is what I love about America, that we can have our opinions and not get persecuted for them. I think we call it freedom of speech. So stay tuned. It's the first time in the history of my show that the phone calls started before the show. So, Mark, if you're listening, I hope you call back, and I got quite a few emails. So let's the debate begin. As always, I want to give a huge thank you to Chapman Automotive, our sponsors. One of my sponsors 2 weeks ago, Neb Yonis, talked about the slow reimbursements for the cash for clunkers. Well, I sent him a text this morning that has definitely speeded up, and they're over 20% right now, and they were at 10% 2 weeks ago. So there's been a lot written in the papers. They're doing it all hands on deck to get the money out to the car dealerships. And there was a great article in Inside Tucson Business on Ted Chapman and the family-owned business here in Tucson. If you didn't see it, check out Inside Tucson Business. So also this sponsorship today is the Fairfax Companies. And trust me, they are doing great things for the planet, like turning their landscaping waste into green fuel to sell back to TEP. And they're trying to keep your trash collection rates affordable. So I'm proud of these sponsors. I had lunch with Jason this week, and he's just really innovative, creative, and sees a very bright future for all of us. Okay, now in the news today, HoCo Fest is happening downtown at the Hotel Congress. Over 40 local and national music acts, record festival, family activities. It's free. It's all wrapped up in an ecologically friendly package, and Bookman's is a proud sponsor. So Bookman's is always doing their part on the scene to promote ecologically friendly activities. TEP is a sponsor, so check it out. Go down there, take your family. And I think we might have a call in already from Steve Eddy, who's going to talk to us about the botanical gardens. Steve, can you hear me now?
Gina, I can hear you perfectly.
And is it Stephen or Steve? I'm very particular about that.
I go by both. It's okay.
Okay, well, my husband only goes by James, not Jim.
Oh, really?
So if you meet him, it's James, not Jim. Okay, so tell us about the butterfly affair. I love the botanical gardens. I know my friend Lori Ross is involved.
Yes,
tell us
yes.
What you're doing.
Well, thank you, Gina. I know you're a huge supporter, and we thank you. Well, butterfly affair is our primary gala for it's our opening gala for Butterfly Magic, which is a 7-month program for butterflies.
And I've been there. I love it. I've
it's
taken my grandchildren.
It's an amazing
it's
event.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
we get
amazing.
10,000 butterflies from over 7 different countries.
I know, and it's like high security, so none of them get out.
Yeah, well, we go through about 400 to 500 pupae a week.
I know. I love it. So when's the gala?
Gala is October 11th.
Okay.
From 5 to 8:30.
Okay, and how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $150.
Okay, and I'm sure a portion of that is tax deductible.
It is, and all the proceeds go to Butterfly Magic.
And I think the Botanical Gardens is definitely a Tucson treasure. I hope it's a smashing success. And as I told you, you can get me next year when I'm not the chair of Angel Charity. It's like my plate is full raising money for the children.
We appreciate it.
And if anybody has questions, they can go to the Botanical Gardens website, correct?
Yeah, they can go to TucsonBotanical.org.
Okay, and they can always contact Mrs. Green, and we're happy to make those connections.
Of course they can. So I really appreciate your support, Jean.
I hope it's a smashing success.
We really think so, and it's just going to be a great event, really focusing on sustainable living and just doing a whole green theme this year.
And it's set in the Botanical Gardens, correct?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've got food by Janos this year, which is just going to be amazing. Locally grown food being served for the dinner. We've got our Arizona wineries there, so a real local green focus.
Stephen, I love it. You know, Janos is coming on Mrs. Green's cruise with me.
Oh, really?
And he's going to cook. He's going to do two cooking classes. And you talk about someone that really was committed to whole entire picture of sustainable living long before Mrs. Green woke up.
He is really in tune, and we are just so happy to have him on board. He's really got a magnificent menu picked out, and we're really excited to have him.
I know that a good time will be had by all in a wonderful setting, so I wish you all the very best, and I'll do whatever I can to help support it.
Well, thank you, Gina. I appreciate it, and,
okay.
And they can get their tickets at TucsonBotanical.org.
.org. Okay, thank you so much, and have a great Saturday.
Thanks, Gina. You too.
Okay. All right, I've got more news. I love it. Good news. In the paper today, just this little article, and I think it was today, a young lady by the name of Christina Parks, who's 12 years old, and she attends Challenger Middle School. She and her friends put together a group called The Green, and it's about people coming together and cleaning up their own yards. And she says it's big not only to us but to our whole atmosphere of our neighborhood. And it's a great example of kids taking responsibility. And I thought this was so cute. And not just cute. I don't want cute to minimize what they did. My friends and I also pitched in our own money to plant flowers for the community. We hope this encourages other people to get involved in their communities too. So I just thought it was great. She said it's good for any age, young kids, teenagers, parents of the elderly, and she said, I think we should try The Green. So congratulations to Christina and her friends from Challenger Middle School that did that. Okay, my next thing is The Green Conundrum. Okay, there is a green conundrum in this ever-changing world of ours. So I read this article in the Wall Street Journal, and it's called Save the Light Bulb. And I have to tell you, I am taking an opinion on this. I believe in compact fluorescent light bulbs in any place that you can possibly put them. Now, in 2007, in case you didn't know, there was a law passed that is going to prohibit the manufacturing of incandescent light bulbs by 2012-2014. So I think I'm going to, like, stockpile some of them. I've got to tell you the truth, because this man must be as old as I am, in his late 50s, and he talks about light source. And I need light to read, and if I have good light, I don't need glasses. And at 58, I'm happy to not wear glasses. I don't want to wear them. So he points out, if you have dimmers, well, CFLs, from what I know, don't dim. So you cannot dim them. So I'm like, okay, we have to show some little I don't know what you call it, little bit of recognition for the elderly, which I am very reluctant to admit that I am. But at 58, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So compact fluorescent light bulbs, really, they're not the best quality light. So I still think it's the green conundrum. And like I said, I'll probably be stockpiling some a little bit myself. And then I have a comment that says nothing to do with green,
other than Mrs. Green Twitters every Saturday morning, and my list of people following me on Twitter is growing, and I love that, and I talk about who's going to be on the show.
I'm going to keep you and help you sound cool, Gina. You tweet.
You tweet. Oh, tweet, tweet, and how tweet it is. Okay, so I did not know this, of course, but did you know, Josh, that Twitter was closed down because it got hacked into or somebody's got in?
There was a DNS attack. Yes, they overwhelmed
DNS?
A denial of service attack. Somebody out there co-ops a bunch of drone computers to hit it with a bunch of requests all at the same time, and it floods the system.
You know what I want to tell those people?
Hmm.
Get a job. Like, just get a job and figure out how you can do something to be productive and make the world a better place and leave Twitter alone. I couldn't tweet last Saturday when I wanted to because it was shut down, and I didn't know why, and then somebody told me. Okay. Also in the Wall Street Journal, I love it because I just think I feel really smart when I read the Wall Street Journal. It's a very, very interesting, very both sides, controversial, pros and cons, and I like that. So they're talking about the wind farms setting Wall Street aflutter. So there was a huge article in this paper about they're getting back into the business of financing wind farms. Well, then there was another article that had a full page spread about not in my neighborhood. So there are people like in Vermont, for example, that want wind farms and believe in them, but don't put them anywhere near them because they might hear them or see them. So I'm not exactly sure. I know this fits into the green conundrum category that I so lovingly refer to, but Wall Street's going. There are grants available. Green investors, venture capital people are looking to invest in them. But where we are going to put them is beyond me. I don't know. I don't have any room in my neighborhood. I just know that. So the people like GE are saying we see opportunities and we're pursuing them pretty actively because it's one opportunity for alternative energy. And then another article says there's a war for bottled water because the demand has fallen. Now, I have to tell you from Mrs. Green's perspective, I'm sorry, guys, that's really good news, okay? It used to be $6.99 for a 24-pack of water. Then it was $5.99. Now it's down to $2.49 because the war is on. And I'm telling you, don't use plastic bottles. And if you do, make sure you recycle them because less than 20% of the plastic bottles are recycled. Okay, we're going to get ready for this hot topic coming up. Stay tuned. We have Kathy Arnold from the Rosemont Copper Mine telling us about what they're doing and what's happening. We'll be right back.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Did you know that mining 1 ounce of new gold produces some 30 tons of toxic waste? That's why it's called dirty gold. Most jewelry stores have to use dirty gold most of the time because of volume production requirements. How do you prevent 30 tons of toxic waste, save money, and wear an Abbott Taylor original at the same time? Recycle your old gold at Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Recycle your old rings and out-of-date styles, broken jewelry, auntie's ugly pin from the late 50s, and yes, even grandpa's old teeth. Let Abbott Taylor Jewelers' magic turn it into your new favorite jewelry design. Save you a ton of money and prevent 30 tons of toxic waste produced to get just 1 ounce of new gold. Think green, save green, and turn your friends green with envy for your exquisite new Abbott Taylor original. 100% green recycled gold custom designed jewelry for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road or on the web at atdiamonds.com.
Attention! Do you currently have too much credit card debt? Are you tired of everyone except you getting bailed out? Where's your stimulus? With Action Financial's newly revised credit card settlement program, we go to the banks that are being bailed out in order to settle your debt for less than you owe. Most banks that own your credit cards have their stimulus money in hand. We're going after them on your behalf to help you get out of debt and settle your credit card balances. What have you got to lose? Know your credit card relief options. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-3222 to find out if you qualify. That's 1-800-500-3222. Our economy is in shambles and banks are settling billions in consumer credit card debt right now. Don't get left behind. Now's the time to get out of debt and settle your credit card balances. Call 1-800-500-3222. That's 1-800-500-3222. 1-800-500-3222. 1-800-500-3222. Services not available in all areas. Individual results may vary. Read and understand all terms before enrolling.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-900-7760.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-900-7760. That's 1-800-900-7760. 1-800-900-7760.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-500-8257. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-500-8257. 1-800-500-8257.
Hey, it's Jim Parisi. Leonard Maltin has his new movie guide out, and we have him on Tuesday morning show, right here on News Talk 790 KNSD.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to get down.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks a lot, Josh. Working in a coal mine. What a sense of humor. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We are interviewing Kathy Arnold, Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for the Rosemont Copper Mine. And welcome, Kathy. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gina.
Okay. I want to do my green tip because it's important. There is a new study out about lead in lipsticks, and it's really serious. So, ladies, check your lipsticks for lead. Men, advise the women in your life to check their lipsticks for lead. And you can come to my website. There'll be a link to where it talks about why. They tested 20 red lipsticks, the FDA did, and from 10 different brands, and the concentrations were up to 4 times higher than those found in independent testing. So while the FDA has not regulated lead in lipstick, the levels detected were up to 10 times higher than the safe limit for lead in candy. So check it out and be careful what you're putting on your lips, because what happens is you just eat it and it goes into your body. Okay, let's get to the interview. Kathy, I'd love you to tell us what exactly your job is at the Rosemont Copper Mine and a little bit about your background in working with mines.
Okay, Gina, sure. My job at the Rosemont Copper Mine is actually to do the permitting. I work on getting the environmental permits in order. I also am working on the designs and some of the technologies that are going to be used to be sure that we're treating the environment as softly as we can and maintaining our compliance with all of the groundwater codes, the air codes, the waste codes, everything that's out there. So
heavily regulated.
Heavily regulated. Even though there's a real misconception that mining isn't regulated, we fall under all the environmental rules that everyone else does. And because we deal with such volumes of material, it's really important that you do it right and do it right the first time so you don't have problems and upsets. So,
okay, and a lot of cleanup. Okay.
Yes.
So paint us a picture. Give me a timeline. If everything goes as planned, I mean, there is absolutely clearly vocal opposition, very organized, which I'm going to invite them to be on the show to hear the other side so people can make up their own minds.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah.
And so what will happen incrementally, and when are we looking at where the first bit of copper is pulled out of the ground?
Okay, well, incrementally right now we're working with the Forest Service on getting the what they call the Record of Decision, and that's part of the EIS process, so the Environmental Impact Statement process. We're also working on getting our aqua protection permit and our air permits. That's going to be starting real soon. So we're working through that process right now. By November, we should have a draft EIS, or at least that's what the schedule is. And we'll go through public hearings after the first of the year in January when everybody's back from the holidays. And then by July, we're supposed to have a final EIS, and that's about when all of our other permits are going to be rolling in. So we should be all on track about that time. So barring any slippage or any technology questions or any timeline differences that come up, by July of next year, we will have had approvals from everyone. And then a couple months later, we will want to start maybe working on roads and getting equipment started in. And then by the end of the year, actually start construction. So the end of next year, end of 2010, you'll actually start to see activity out there. Copper won't actually start to come out for another year almost, because it takes about 18 months to build everything. So it's a huge process. It's an $800 million project, almost $1 billion.
Holy smokes. Okay. So, now, my friend Michaela Quinn from the Green Times sent me an article that they published, and I love that art, that
yeah, we get it at the
I
office.
I mean,
the
Green Times is, to me, we're lucky to have it in Tucson. They talk about balanced news and honest news and giving both perspectives, and they did a pro and con on the copper mine. So
I missed that one.
It's good. It was in October of 07, but I pulled it up because Michaela sent it to me a while ago.
Okay.
And the pro guy says, if it isn't grown, it's mined. And, you know, my husband said the same thing, that we have, if we don't grow it, petroleum, sand, gravel, cement, coal, salt, glass, stone, gases, clay, and all the elements, including metals, have to be mined. And I have a trivia question about that. So the truth is, we need copper.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a Prius, if you want to ignite that fire.
Yeah, twice as much as normal cars.
In the Prius?
Yeah, in the Prius.
Okay, so we need copper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the Rosemont Copper Mine doing to address some of the concerns of the impact on the environment? Can you go through my first one? My hottest topic is water.
Yeah, and
our most precious
resource.
That's
everybody's hot topic, especially in the desert, and it makes a lot of sense. Water for us is important because we're looking at doing things differently. Everybody's used to the mines in Green Valley, and there's nothing wrong with those mines, but the technology's 50 years old. What we're able to do is look at doing filtering of the tailings, which is huge. The tailings are the waste product or the byproduct, and that piece of it is where most of the water is lost in the process. So by filtering that and getting the water out before it gets out in front of the sunshine, you don't lose as much water, and that's a huge piece of our package, and it means that there's less seepage, less evaporation losses, and way more recycling. So we're recycling almost half again as much water as everyone else. So it's huge.
And where are you going to get the water?
Right now, our permits allow us to pump from the Santa Cruz Valley. So it's kind of over by Sahuarita in that area, and we have a couple of test production wells over there where we did some test work to see if we could get it. We have a 6,000 acre foot a year permit from the Department of Water Resources to get that water. But we also are recharging CAP water already.
And what does that mean?
CAP water is available on the open market.
Okay.
And so what we do is we're purchasing excess allocations of CAP right now. We don't have an allocated amount for ourselves, but there are people who don't use theirs, so they put them up for sale. And what we've done is purchase them and put them into a big basin. And that basin that we happen to be using is up in Marana, unfortunately. We can't use the one that's close to where we'll be pumping because it's full. It's over-allocated. But we've already put in 30,000 acre feet, and by the end of the year, we will have put in 15,000 more. So there'll be 45,000 acre feet by the end of this year, which is almost half of what we'll use, a third to a half of what we'll use in the total life of the project.
Okay, so if I get it right, you're buying water and
mm-hmm.
storing it so that you minimize the impact on the groundwater.
Yeah, and actually the net loss to the groundwater should be zero. Now, the complaint is that CAP isn't probably as good a quality as the water that's there. And unfortunately, there's just nothing we can do about that right now. Going forward, there may be some things that we can work on, but because we don't own the allocations, we can't use them directly.
Okay. So you're really looking at the water, because I think that's one of the biggest issues. Now, Josh, do we have a caller on the line? Okay. Mike, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Kathy, congratulations on bearding Ryan, and it's Ben. I don't know you. I don't know you, but I can tell that you're not well-liked by the green people. Listen, here's my question, and my first comment is I look forward to the Rosemont mine, and I recall last year an article in the paper with a picture of a nun who lives nearby, along with, I think, 10 other nuns, who is just did a walk her dog. And I will tell you that I don't care about that. I care about I care about people and getting jobs. But here is my question: what difference does it make if they're there or not? And more to that, what difference does it make if every one of your suggestions, Mrs. Green, if I may call you that?
That's okay, Mike.
what difference does it make if every one of your suggestions, even the conundrums, which essentially are that people are only going to take care of themselves, which is why your producer asked me, do I live nearby the place of the mine? People only care about themselves. And do you think that if every one of your suggestions were taken, I don't care, light bulbs and wind things, what difference does it make when billions of people in India, in the subcontinent of India and in China and in Africa could care less about those things and are just trying to build a life even close to what we have here?
You know, I do have an answer.
What difference do all of your suggestions make to the world?
I just hope that they make a difference to the people who are listening. And my big thing,
you
Mike,
hope?
Is I
you
can't.
Hope?
I hope.
How
I know
do they make a difference to the people who are listening? What will they do for us?
They'll save some energy. They won't throw something in the landfill. They'll suck more less energy off the grid. It saves lives. Lead in lipstick is dangerous for pregnant women. So if I save one pregnant woman from looking at her lipstick and not putting it in, it can have an impact on her child. And that's not some like left-wing tree-hugging, you know, wah-wah. It's FDA saying there's zero tolerance for lead for pregnant women. They took it out of paint. What?
That's poison. That's about poisoning somebody, and I appreciate what you're saying. But your issue is the environment, that if we clean up our backyards, we'll all be fine. But that's not true, is it?
No, it's absolutely and positively not true. It's a much bigger picture, and I totally agree with you. I kind of live in the, what can I do about the people in India? Not much. Can I impact some of the people that are listening and reading my newsletter that are making small changes? That's what I hope that I'm accomplishing, that people are living more consciously and doing what they can to make a difference. And I'm not on international radio yet, and maybe when I am, the people in India will start listening too. So, Mike, we've got to go to break. We're a little bit over. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. This is News Talk 790 KNST. Kathy Arnold from Rosemont Mine. We'll be right back.
It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top news stories of the day. Your Fox News update starts now on News Talk 790 KNST.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. An acknowledgement of civilian casualties.
From what I have seen today and going to the hospital, it's clear to me that there were some civilians who were harmed at that site.
The top American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, inspected the area where a U.S. fighter jet bombed hijacked fuel tankers. As many as 70 people were killed. Finance ministers from the world's 20 largest economies promising to keep stimulus policies in place. This amid signs financial markets are returning to normal.
It's very important to recognize that most of what we've seen so far in markets is a fundamentally welcome and healthy development because it reflects the fact that people can borrow again.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. 5 people dead as a small plane crashes in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Dead are 2 adult males, 1 adult female, and 2 juvenile females.
Lieutenant George Brown, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Labor Day Monday on the Wall Street Journal this morning, how the Obama administration's plan to tax the so-called rich won't solve the nation's budget deficits. Also, responsible borrowers will like the new credit scoring system, plus budgeting now for your Christmas shopping. And why the National Football League has a problem with Twitter. Labor Day Monday on the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Start your day with a Wall Street Journal Monday at 5 on News Talk 790 KNST.
Brakemasters, an honest break since 1983.
We give you an honest break.
The Fairfax Companies is dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices, future leaders in self-sustainability in the construction waste industry. The Fairfax Companies are the proud sponsors of Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Tune in this Saturday at 12 noon.
Hey, you're an original, so why settle for a restaurant that serves the same thing all across the country? Tucson Originals are locally owned and operated, independent restaurants serving original dishes made with local flavors and ingredients. Visit TucsonOriginals.com for our member list and special offers.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $17 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon from Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-400-0216. Since 1995, we've helped over a million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-400-0216. That's 1-800-400-0216. 1-800-400-0216.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630. For your free demo, call 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
Hey, it's Jim. Today's Parisi poll. What do you think President Obama's priority should be? Go to 790KNST.com and vote.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Welcome back, everybody. Josh, you're doing great today, man. You're cracking me up. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. And I can tell you right now, News Talk 790 KNST, sorry. Diamonds are my best friend. I'm right out there, as long as they're not blood diamonds, which I have Abby Taylor who makes sure they're not. So I'm good. Okay, let's do the trivia question because I would love somebody to call in. People, if you have questions for Kathy, if you have questions for me, Mike, that was a great question, 880-5678. If you're out of the Tucson area, the area code is 520-880-5678. So my question is sponsored by the Horizon Moving Systems. The Dusenberries own that company. They're locally owned, a wonderful family. Think about using them for all of your local and national moves. Okay, here's the trivia question. How many pounds of minerals, metals, and fuels do Americans need in their lifetime? How many pounds of minerals, metals, and fuels do Americans need in their lifetime? If you know the answer, if you're coming even close, it will knock your socks off, blow your skirt off, blow you away. I couldn't believe it. So it's what Mike was talking about. Americans consume a lot. If you have an answer, 880-5678. Oh, Kathy, here's my question.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the I want to go ad nauseum to the economic impact and talk about what that is, but let's talk about those nuns. I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and I'm like, uh-oh, did you mess with the nuns? What's going on there? I care about where they walk their dog.
Yeah, no, and we care about where they walk their dog, too. We got a comment letter from the nuns that in an abbey that's on Fish Canyon Road just south of where we are, and they're more interested in the noise and what kind of impact it would have on their solitude. And so we went through and did some noise studies, and they're posted on our website, rosemontcopper.com. And all of that information is available, and we found that we will have very low impact on anyone, but definitely none on the nuns. So,
are they happy?
We haven't heard back from them, but we shared the information, and I guess no news is good news.
No news is good news. I hope they're happy. I really do, because I had a lot of great nuns in my lifetime. I don't have any of those horror stories, okay?
Yeah, no.
So we have a listener on the line, Robert, and he wants to talk about the dirt work on the Hidden Valley Ranch Road.
Oh,
Robert, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what's your question, Robert? Thanks for calling in.
Well, the question right at the minute is there's probably 15 to 20 acres that's being totally cleared out on the Hidden Valley Ranch, which is part of Rosemont Ranch. And I'm just curious, did Rosemont get a permit from Pima County to do this work?
It's a great question, Robert. We actually, it's 4 acres on Hidden Valley, and we're doing an additional, or it's actually close to five on Hidden Valley and an additional 4 up on some other property that we're own. We're working with the University of Arizona doing some plant test work, and we're finished with the greenhouse tests, and we're actually doing the field tests right now. We have a grad student that's directing how the test plots are going to be laid out and what's going to happen, and we're going to do some different field tests on planting techniques and different seed mixes, and we're really excited to get this started. It's part of a huge package of work that we're having done by the U of A, and Dr. Jeff Fenmey's doing the direction out of the College of Agriculture. So
is that part of the reclamation of the
part
land?
Part of the reclamation of the land. Yeah, we're doing the test work early to show that we can do.
Do you have a permit from Pima County?
Yeah, we have our air permits, and we've got everything in place. So
permits to totally denude that hill?
We went through and cleared all the cactus. We worked with Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society, and we're really proud of that. We got about 800 cactus off, and they were able to take care of it. And then we cleared and grubbed the material, and we're setting it to the right slope so it'll mimic what we're going to have in the field on our waste rock dumps when we're done and our perimeter buttresses, and then going to do the planting.
I'm 100% against this copper mine.
You are? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you and I have met. We've talked several times, and you know the reasons.
Now I recognize your voice.
And you know what, Robert, I really appreciate your calling in. I really want to have a balanced perspective on this, and I'm educating myself, so I appreciate it.
A balanced perspective is we're going to forward some paperwork that's going to be pointing out some other things that Rosemont is doing without permits. And I was just going to have to research out this one that was on Hidden Valley Ranch, and I thought I'd ask you personally to make sure that you guys do have permits from Pima County to totally clear that land.
And we will have somebody on from the Save the Santa Rita people in a couple of weeks. So a couple of months, actually, because I'm filled up. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what is your question, and thanks for calling in.
Well, first of all, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming on the show, because so much of what we hear about the mine is public opinion and special interest groups' opinions and the journalists' opinions. So I think it's great to have the scientists and the engineers out there talking that, you know, really know what's going on so that we can get it all from the, you know, from the horse's mouth.
Nancy, that's how I feel. This is me, Mrs. Green. I'm like, okay, I'm reading so much, and I just want to have the people, both pro and con, on so I can ask my questions.
Right.
So what's your question?
And the people that really understand the issues, too.
Right.
So my question for Kathy is, how will the mine impact the quality of the groundwater in the area?
I want to know that, too. Will it contaminate the groundwater, basically, is what you're asking?
Right.
I want to know that, too.
That's a great question, Nancy. We actually have been doing some test work to make sure that we're not going to have any impacts. And because we've got such low seepage rates, that helps because we're not putting anything foreign into the groundwater. But we also have real clean ore. We're lucky where we are. We don't have any sulfide materials, which is what causes the acid mine drainage, and we're not seeing any kind of chemicals leaching out of the rocks with all the test work that we're doing. Again, those tests are available online, and you can see it all on our website. But in general, Nance, compared to all of the rest of the mines out there, we won't see the sulfates, we won't see the metals leaching out, and so you don't see the acid mine drainage developing. So thanks for the question. That's great.
Sure. And will you continue to monitor the quality of the groundwater after you've been in production and after the mine is closed down?
Yep. That's part of our aquifer protection permit, and we definitely are going to have to monitor the quality of the groundwater. The state has a rule that says you can't degrade groundwater at all, at a point of compliance. And the point of compliance wells are set up around your property to make sure that you don't cause any problems. So that monitoring is going to be ongoing throughout the life of our property and project and into the future after we're done for a set period of time, however long the state determines we need to.
Okay. Great question, Nancy. Thank you so much for calling in. Stay tuned. We have another caller on the line, Georgia from Catalina. Hi.
Hi,
Georgia. Thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Well, I really didn't have a question. I just wanted to call and tell Kathy and the Rosemont Mine that I'm in full support of this mine. Many years ago, my husband did also. We lived close to the mines when I was a youngster, and you just know what's going on. You know what you have to do, and this country needs more action like this to help sustain our people. And, you know, it's like God put those minerals there for somebody to use. Why are we just letting them sit there? And I believe in taking care of the earth. I'm Irish Indian. I know that our food comes from there. I know that our water comes from there. And I just know that these companies have come a long way, and they're going to keep their act cleaned up, and they are going to take care of everything around it.
Oh, Georgia, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And it's one of the things that I read, because, I mean, believe me, I've been reading and reading and reading, and what I have come to the conclusion about, and Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong, the mining of today doesn't look anything like the mining of 50 years ago. Is that fair? We're so in a different place because of regulatory issues?
That's a fair statement. I mean, the technology for getting the rocks out of the ground doesn't change. You pull the rocks out, but what you do when they come out and how you manage everything afterward, huge changes.
Okay.
I mean, I would bet that Josh hasn't seen a rotary dial telephone. So, you know,
oh,
and you think about it, that's the technology.
That's so funny. He probably still gets carded. Okay. You're listening to News Talk 790 KNST. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Great callers. Great dialogue going on. Please stay tuned, 880-5678. We'll be right back and talk about the economic impact on our state of the Rosemont Copper Mine. Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. If you are looking for a great car at a truly affordable price, stop by the Chapman Automotive Team's Honda dealership at 4646 East 22nd Street to check out the award-winning Honda Fit. The Fit starts at $16,000, gets 35 miles per gallon in town, has lots of room, and is everybody's favorite little car. With rising gas prices, you'll be so glad you made this choice. And please be sure to tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Some sounds you take for granted. Not me, not anymore. My name is Charlie Bowles. I've been so active all my life, that's why I've found it hard to believe I had a 97% blockage in my main descending artery. Thanks to a life-saving procedure at Tucson Heart Hospital, I was back on my bike within a few weeks. I learned that you can't take your heart for granted, and to get regular screenings from the specialists at Tucson Heart Hospital, a member of the Carondelet Health Network.
At Tucson Heart Hospital, our doctors offer specialized and personalized heart and vascular care day in and day out. All of our patient rooms include accommodations for a family member to stay overnight and be involved in your recovery process. We also provide wireless internet access, concierge service, and on-call dining to help make our patients and their families more comfortable. Because when it comes to heart and vascular care, we're the experts. Learn more about us at TucsonHeartHospital.com. The Tucson Heart Hospital, transforming healthcare one heartbeat at a time.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-500-8257. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-500-8257. 1-800-500-8257.
If I tell the world
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where we are interviewing Kathy Arnold, who's the Director of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for the Rosemont Copper Mine. We're hearing from a lot of listeners who are weighing in on both sides. Very good questions. I'm very appreciative. So, Kathy, tell me about, I have never built anything, I don't think, in my life. I'm pretty sure, like, maybe a house, maybe a popsicle
stick. You built this radio show.
I did. that's about as close to building I've come. So is copper in everything? I know it's in our homes. I know it's in our computers. I know it's in our cars. I know it's in our cell phones. It's in a lot. So the reality is all those people in India and China and all that need copper. And is this not the fifth largest copper mine, richest copper mine in the world?
No, it's not quite that big, but okay. It would be nice. We're going to produce about 10% of the nation's copper production when we're in production. So it's on a scale that's internationally, it's fairly small, but on the nation side, it's pretty big. I mean, if you considered doing 10% of, if your market was 10% of the entire nation's radio market.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
Could you, like, kind of make that happen? It'd be really good. Mrs. Green would indeed have gotten
mainstream. Yes.
I like it a lot. Okay. I really want to talk about the economic impact. We have quite a few callers, so let's start it. And when Josh gets ready, we'll take Roberta's call about mercury being used in the mining process.
Okay.
So economic impact. Here's Josh. Okay, Roberta, let's go to you.
Hello.
Hi, Roberta. How you doing?
Hi. Okay.
Good. Good to hear from you. What's your question for Kathy?
Is mercury used in the mining process?
It is not used in the copper mining process. Maybe some places for gold it was used at one time, but it's not used at this time at all.
Okay, great. Thank you. Megan, mine and truck traffic on Highway 83, and I have to say one of my favorite places to go on the planet, Sonoyta, Patagonia, the Nature Conservancy. I love Highway 83. How's it going to impact? Is that your question, Megan?
Yes, it is.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy driving the highway to Sonoyta, and I would have to suggest that you won't be enjoying it if Rosemont Mine goes in. And my question for Ms. Arnold is that I have the highway chart from the Mine Plan of Operations, page 50, and anyone can obtain that online. And I'm confused. It says trips an hour, 18, and four of those are 22, 24-ton copper concentrate trucks, but then it says round trip. And I'm confused. Is this four an hour? Does that mean that that same truck will make actually eight trips, and four will be with an empty truck and four with a full truck, which would make the total for all the trucks, including ammonium nitrate and diesel fuel and sulfuric acid and so forth, that would make the total 36 an hour on Highway 83, which is in the 5% report for ADOT. It's in the 5% of the most dangerous roads in the state of Arizona.
Well, let me try to answer your question, Megan. What you've got is you're looking at an attempt in the mine plan of operations to put some perspective on the numbers. And unfortunately, when the math was done, and I'm not looking at the table right now, but when the math was done and they did the division of how many trucks an hour and how many trucks a day and minute and trips and all of those things, it got overly confusing. And I'm going to suggest that you look at the traffic reports that we've done. We've done two fairly extensive traffic surveys to show what the actual problems are on Highway 83, as well as what our impact is going to be. And the traffic engineers that we've had look at it say that there is going to be no loss in level of service on that roadway. The area that you're talking about as being dangerous is dangerous because it's a curvy road area, and our traffic isn't expected to head that direction, where I-10 would be the corridor that we would be planning to use, and the section you're talking about is south of that. And
well, how are you going to get to I-10?
We'd go north on Highway 83, but the section
of
Highway 83 that's listed as being dangerous is the section that is south, not north towards the highway. And so we're talking about a section of roadway that we won't be contributing to the traffic. And the traffic accidents there are caused from driver inattention and speed, and then the condition of the roadway. It has very little to do with anything that we're going to add or change. So I would suggest that you read the traffic reports, and I'm more than happy if you want to email Mrs. Green, and she's going to put some answers to questions if I don't have answers on her blog, and I'll be more than happy to respond to your specific question.
And I really
ask another question. Will this traffic be during a 24-hour period, or will it be during daylight hours?
It depends on the traffic. There'll be some that'll be restricted to daylight only, and there'll be other traffic that will be 24 hours.
Okay, we're going to have to go on. I have to get my economic impact questions in. Megan, thank you very much for calling. As I said, we will have the Friends of the Santa Ritas on sometime in November or December, and they can bring up these questions. Okay, economic impact. From where I sit, we need jobs in our state. We need taxpayers in our state instead of tax users. So what type of economic impact will the mine, should it go to fruition, have on our state in terms of real dollars and the kinds of jobs that will be available and the salaries? I really need to know that, really.
Okay. The economic impact that we've just finished a study by the Seidman Institute in the Carey School of Business at ASU. And the numbers that they came up with were about $745, $750 million a year in economic activity. And so that means any inputs, outputs, dollars that are spent would generate about $745 million. That means that we'll have about 400, 500 people directly working for the mine at an average salary of $59,000. Now, you hear a lot of people say, okay, well, the CEO makes $500,000, and so everybody else makes $10,000. My husband works for a mine. He makes at least $40,000, $50,000. I mean, I'm not going to tell you exactly what he makes.
It's okay. You don't have to disclose that on the radio.
But he's on the – and he's not one of the high-paid workers at the facility. The idea is that you pay people what you expect them to make based on their – exactly, on their responsibility.
Right.
Thank you. You wouldn't know I was a little nervous today, would you?
Okay, but I've been a CEO and I've been a worker, and when I was a CEO, a lot more heat, a lot more risk, a lot more liability.
Yeah, and so that's what you get paid for,
that's
and
right.
So that's what we'll pay these people, and so the average salary isn't high to low. It's actually the mean salary. It's the median. It's
about
$60,000. About $60,000.
Okay.
$14 million per year in governments will get $14 million a year
that
locally.
You'll pay in taxes?
Mm-hmm. And okay. About $100 million in severance to the state.
What does that mean?
If you withdraw minerals from the ground, you pay a severance tax.
Okay.
So even though people say you don't pay royalties, you do pay severance tax, and that goes to the state. So there's a lot of money involved. And, again, that study was done by the Department of Mines and Minerals and the ASU, and that's on the Department of Mines and Minerals website.
Okay. All right. So the Department of Mines and Minerals. Who has the final say on if it's a green light or if it's not?
Forest Service will ultimately have the, can we use the land the way that we need to use it to in order to make this work? And so it's really the Forest Service.
And I'm thinking that they're looking at all of their pros and cons quite well.
They have to. That's the EIS process.
And that EIS, tell people what EIS is.
Environmental Impact Statement.
Impact Statement, okay. And you update your website frequently.
All the time.
Josh, do we have time for one more question? Gary, can you be it really fast?
Yes. They're going to clear a lot of land there, I know, to get this thing started with roads and to go down the surface of the copper mine. Is the Forest Service going to give away permits to cut the good, usable mesquite and oak before they bulldoze it out?
Great question.
And that sounds like a great comment to make to the Forest Service. We're not sure what the requirement's going to be. On our property, we plan to salvage stuff, but I would definitely contact the Forest Service.
Thanks, Gary, for calling in. And I want to tell everybody the answer to the trivia question. We use 3.7 million pounds in our lifetime of minerals. So we need, I don't know if that's a sustainable lifestyle, but that's the truth. Kathy, thanks so much for coming. All of our listeners, thanks so much for calling in. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am Mrs. Green, and I very much appreciate all the feedback and the input, and the story continues.
Hey, thank you, Gina, for having me.
Have a great Saturday. We are happy, happy, happy.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.
The Fairfax Companies is dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices. Future leaders in self-sustainability in the construction waste industry. The Fairfax Companies are the proud sponsors of Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Tune in this Saturday at 12 noon.
With news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
From the Breakmaster Studios.
This is News Talk 790 KNS.